Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, afternoon. It's just gone four. It is Grimmy on Radio 1 in for Scott Mills. Our final show of the week. It's gone proper quick. It's gone real quick. Can't believe it. If you are a Scott Mills fan, tough. I'm back next week. All of next week I will be here. Thank you to Gregory for the last 3 hours. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
He's in the studio, being very helpful, causing an argument with smooth-talking Dan and letting off blown-up balloons all around the studio. Thanks, Greg. Really appreciate it. Thank you. It's really good to have you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So quite a busy show, I think, this afternoon. Not a regular show on a Friday, is it? Because at 5, we have The Wonder Years, which I picked yesterday. Pretty good, I think. I did do it very, very quick. Basically, Chloe, who's like, what, music boss? I think that's her title. I think that's what it says on her desk. Bossy music woman. She works upstairs and she was like, you can pick The Wonder Years. You can pick them. So I was like, okay, amazing, I'll do that. So she gave me some homework. She printed off all the hits of like the last 10 years. So a lot of hits, you know, a lot of pieces of A4 paper, front and back. Gave me a highlighter and sent me home. And the bargain was that if I did all my work and did all the highlighting, then I'd get to play Florence's new record on the radio and have it as my record of the week next week. So I was like, that's a good deal. I'll do that. Did lie and say that I'd done it. I was like, yeah, done it. She's like, amazing. Well, there you go. Florence and the Machine. Shake it out. Your record of the week next week. I've saved that for you. You can have that. Let me just get them pieces of paper off. I was like, well, I just go over them. I mean, totally not done my own work. So it was slightly rushed, but I think it was good. It was impulsive then. I didn't have time to think. It was just hit. So that is coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. And then at 6, we're getting you ready for the weekend. Big hour of loads of ravey tunes to get you ready for Annie, who will be here at 7 o'clock. Also, on the way in to see us, Gemma Kearney, off of One Extra, is going to come and see us because the very fancy London Fashion Week kicked off today. So she'll be in to explain what the hell that's all about very, very soon. She's going to be doing a thing all on One Extra this weekend. And I think on her show as well next week. But we'll find out. I don't actually know. So let's not speculate. Let's wait for Gemma to come down and tell us. Hello to Chris in Leeds. It says, Grimmy, I'm still recovering from your Jedward interview. They were mental. That is Rachel and Chris actually going in Leeds. They were. They were amazing and terrifying guests with Jedward yesterday. They came in for about 40 minutes. I didn't know what was going on. I've not listened back to it yet. I did go on the Radio 1 website today to see a picture of me and Jedward because a few people tweeted me to say, oh my God, you look like their dad. I was like, cool. Thanks, guys. Love you too. But I've not seen the picture. It's like Radio 1 didn't want it to happen and they've just erased it from all media. There's no picture up there. I couldn't see it. But you can listen again if you want to hear that. If you want to slightly lose your mind on a Friday afternoon, listen again to Jedward yesterday. Hello to Jessica. Very excited about an amazing weekend with all of her gorgeous friends. She's not hanging out with the ugly ones this weekend. Sorry, Helen. Packing for uni. CVs for some of it. What's that word? Three sieves? That must be a typo. I've got three sieves, says Gareth. Maybe he's just showing off about his crockery, I don't know. Hello to Tom as well, driving home from work. Thank you for playing this. Started my weekend brilliantly. In regards to The Killers, it did sound very, very good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, Gemma Kearney.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I liked your sort of face of approval when I said record of the week. You were like, yeah, my ears quite like this.
Yeah, I did a little big up sign. Yeah. Yes.
Good, that song, good. Isn't it?
Yeah, because last time when I caught you on the radio in this little slot, I think you were playing the Saturdays.
Oh, fired up.
Yeah,
fire.
And I was like, whoa.
Don't know if it goes like that.
Yeah. No. But that gets a big up.
It's big.
The Joe Goddard.
Love that
song. In comparison
song.
To the Saturdays.
You're not a fan.
I like them. They're actually all right, but I just don't like the new one. That's the thing.
You don't like it. Everyone's gone to the club, haven't they? You know, like Pixie Lott, she's gone to the club.
Yeah, it's true.
Saturdays have taken it to the club.
Keep it more ballady.
They've all gone to the club.
I like it saccharine. Did you know that Una from the Saturdays is pregnant?
I did know that. I read that on
Una.
A gossip magazine website today.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't think you indulged in it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of activity.
I had nothing to do today. So a young Olivia, who's behind you, this is my niece.
Hello, cuz.
Say hi.
Oh, I thought you were cuz.
No, I kept saying niece and you still kept saying cuz. Even when I said this is my niece, I thought it was like some like weird like Youth language.
Explains that.
Yo, cuz.
When someone tells you that you tripped up and then you relive it in your mind, you realise there was an awkward moment that you didn't necessarily pick up on. Oh, sorry about that, Niamh.
Yeah, you said that as well in the message. I was like, you text me about tonight and I was like, oh, my niece is coming down. Like, yeah, bring your cuz. I was like, I don't think my cousin wants to come. She's 44.
Because I enjoy the abbreviation of cuz.
Yeah, she don't want to come. She's right, got then. Two children. Oh, but no. She does.
So you're now Uncle Grimmy. This is getting more and more interesting.
Uncle Grimmy, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Can't remember why I started. Oh, yeah, because this is why. This happens. This happens a lot with me. I had the day off and Liv came down because she's working at London Fashion Week, which is why you're here. We're going to talk about it in a second. So she's come down to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, we'll come down on Thursday. We'll go out. And then Friday, we'll have like a day of fun. I've got nothing to do.
And what did you do?
Watched Ghost Hunting with The Only Way Is Essex and had
How
a nap.
Was that?
Yay! Glad I got the train.
You got a nap though, what a luxury.
Yeah, I had a good nap.
I got my lashes done earlier.
Yeah?
Can you see? They're a bit bigger than you.
They are a little bit bigger, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the builders are in our house at the moment.
Yeah.
And they kept shouting me and being like, Nick, what should we do with this? And I was just like, don't answer them.
That's well
I just
rude.
Fully ignore them. But I wanted to have a nap time.
Do you make them tea?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
No, I did. I made them take, and I DJed for them yesterday.
That's really nice.
I asked them what music they like, and I made a little playlist and put it on my iPod before I left.
Be careful, they'll start asking you for CDs. Jade, my producer, I've just brought down with me to say hi.
Yeah.
She actually, when she was moving, the estate agent found out she worked for One Extra and started going, oh, so emailing her. She's thinking there's something going wrong with the contract. Can we get like the new Beyonce CD?
So illegal.
No, we never gave it to
her. Oh, okay, good.
They're just saying that they tried to take
it. Yeah, she lives in a mansion now in Chelsea. Just from unwanted Ollie Murs promos.
Should we talk about London
Tarmac
Fashion Week?
Tarmac's a new drive because of that.
You totally don't want to talk about Fashion Week, do you?
Yeah, I do want to talk about Fashion Week.
All right, then. So,
what's happening?
It's all kicking off
what's
next
in?
Week. I've managed to persuade the bosses to let me take my microphone and my show to Fashion Week proper.
That's good.
It's quite
That's a good blag.
Yeah, it's an interesting experiment because obviously fashion is so visual. But for me, I think it's just like really funny and it's all about the drama and the backstage and the gossip and the intensity. And I think that can be done on the radio properly. So I'm going to be doing a giant round table with loads of bloggers and Vogue people and Selfridges buyers and stuff like that, and we're going to be asking really serious questions with an audience of London College of Fashion. We're going to be asking questions like, is being a model bad for your health, etc. So anyone that knows anyone that's a fashion student interested.
Well, as a model, I can say that, you know, you just got to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
If you want to have, you know, a tight body like mine or Kate Moss's, then the way to do it is just is healthily.
Why have you never walked in a show, actually?
Why?
I'm surprised that you haven't.
Have you seen what I look like?
You look lovely.
30 stone and a face like a butternut squash.
I'm so surprised.
So I ain't walking down no catwalks.
Let's talk. I'm also going to take my show backstage to Mark Farr's, which is quite a big look if you know about labels and stuff like that. And what's going to be nice about it is that it's because it's a proper show, you get stuff like last season we had this model like, my hair is crying already. And that is what we've been playing on our trail.
I know, I heard that. I was like, what's wrong with her?
It's a real, real moment. You know, that is the kind of things that you come across.
Stop moaning, be an accountant.
But I just think it's funny and I'm really going to enjoy playing that out. And if people feel like they don't get the opportunity to go to stuff like Fashion Week, they should listen to the show and just experience it from the comfort of their own home and without their heart quickening.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Quite a I've been like a few times to fashion shows and it's quite a stressful environment, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a lot of pushing. A lot of shoving.
But you make it harder for yourself. You're always like doubling up on the front row. Like you always got about six people on your lap.
Yeah, I was saying to young Olivia today, she's like, can I come? I was like, I don't think you can take people. She's like, you brought me before. And I was like, and that's why I'm not allowed to bring anyone ever again.
You always have at least like literally a tower.
It's boring on your own, isn't it? Don't want to go and look at some cardigans. Oh, wow, look at those buttons. Just going for a drink, really, if I'm honest.
Is your flatmate stressed at the moment? Because I know that he's quite a designer. He, his show's
not really. Well, I don't know, actually.
You haven't seen
him? He was on the other night complaining at 7 p.m. that his dinner wasn't on the table.
Oh, right.
So I'm not that stressed.
Okay, so he's kind of all right. He's
so
got
I think
a lot
he'll
of
be all right, yeah. So you're going to be backstage at a fashion show doing your radio.
So that's Monday from 1 until 4. We've got Yasmin, the gorgeous singer, coming to join me. Loads of surprises. It's going to be rammer jammed. Like I said, if you are a fashion student, you know people that are into it. They've got their subscription to magazines, etc. They're thinking about getting into the industry. Make sure you're listening to One Extra. It's on DAB, by the way, and online. Oh, yes, can be found. Digital Radio is the future. And then on Thursday, the 22nd, between 1 and 4, again, it's going to be a big, hearty discussion, which is quite different style for our show. It's still going to be loads of music and fun times, but it's just hopefully going to maybe be quite informative. Oh, my God, my show is going to be maybe
quite
a little bit.
It's going to be highbrow.
Yeah, we've got really good people like Bipling, Susie Bubble, Grace Woodward from Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model, Selfridges Buyers, Vogue fashion editors. Just going to go in. I'm just going to ask really provocative questions and see what they've got to say.
Our fleece is coming back in.
I'm going to start more of a ruckus than that.
Yeah.
Like blogs, do they actually matter? Stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Blogs.
Like,
shut it.
Yeah, I just think it's time.
Blogs, get a website.
It's time to have a little bit of a debate about it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And it's not going to be like totally inclusive of people that think, oh, fashion smash. And it's just going to be general chit chat. Everybody needs to dress themselves, otherwise you'd get arrested. So, come join
Gemma,
us.
Gemma, tell them about that time.
Oh, gosh.
You got arrested in Dalston. Gemma Kearney, fully naked, just a pair of Hunter Wellies.
It's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
It's fully true. She's like, it's so modern. It's so now. Do you want to play a game? We'll play a record and then I might play a game. If you are listening right now, which that makes no sense because you must be, but text in 81199 or you can Twitter us at BBCR1. I want some random celebrity names.
Yeah.
Send them through and then I'm going to play a game with Gemma Kearney.
Cool.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It is Grimmy Infamils. Gemma Kearney is here with us.
I love this one.
Do you like this one? Off of One Extra, she's going to be bringing her show from London Fashion Week on Monday, and then on Thursday, a big fashion debate.
Yes.
I remember things, don't I?
You've got it.
We're really late for the news.
We're just breaking every rule. I love that.
But you know, I went on Miles this morning and he was 20 minutes late. So I feel I'm going to take a leaf out of his book.
You've learnt from the
greatest. Sit tight, Chris Smith. We'll be with you by 5. No, we're going to be quick. We're going to do this.
Okay.
I forgot the time. We're going to have a quick game, Gemma. Because you are doing your show on One Extra from London Fashion Week.
Yes.
Obviously, Fashion Week attracts megastars.
Yeah.
You get, you know, celebrities on the front row. But who are all those other people? There's a second row, a third row.
Me.
And then everyone stood up at the back. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to be spotted on the front row. Beyonce wants to be there. She wants to be the centre of attention.
Yeah.
Hang on, Katy Perry wants the attention. They all want to be there. They want to see those designers first.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Front Row, Second Row or Standing.
I like this.
I'm going to give you a list of celebrity names.
Yeah.
You're in charge of the show.
Oh, this is exciting.
You just rate them. Are they front row?
Yeah.
Are they second row? Or are they standing out in the corridors near the smelly wheelie bins?
Oh, no, I'm going to upset someone now.
It's okay.
I've sat in
it. It's not real. It's not going to happen.
All right, I've sat in all,
Beyonce's
by the way.
Not going to turn up to, like, Mark Fast and be like, sorry, Gemma Kearney says you have to go near the bins. Bye.
I got actually chucked up the front row once.
Really?
Yeah, how rude.
Oh, horrid.
Who by? They were like, I'm not going to say who.
Frank Cutler?
They were like, you can sit here. And I was like, cool. And then they were like, actually, no, you can't. Bye. After about sort of 5-minute debate, I was like, all right then. So
you know how this feels?
Yes.
Okay. First up, let's start with Queen Bee. Is she front row, second row or standing?
Oh, front.
She's front row.
For sure.
Kerry Katona.
Oh, standing, sorry, love.
Letters. Now, there's a couple, Jedward.
They can sit in the third row.
Rinsed.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian. Admittedly, it's not Kim, but still a Kardashian.
Just because she's probably got a lot of Twitter followers. Again, seated, but not front.
Ooh!
This is all in my opinion.
Motormouth DJ Chris Moyles.
Wow.
A lot of followers.
Oh, gosh.
Very influential.
But he rinsed us yesterday. He said that my entourage looked like the Harry Ramsden version of Gwen Stefani. He doesn't like fashion.
That's amazing.
He said I look like a stripper gram. Do you know what? For that reason, I'll put him on the front row to see him squirm.
So he's up there. So far, we've got Beyonce and Chris Moyles. It's a good show. What about Sunita off of X Factor?
Oh, gosh. Only if she wears the leaves, then she can walk the final dress in the show.
She wins. Peanuts from the Kaiser Chiefs.
He can sit. Come on, why not?
Right on the front, but he does wear a hat.
Not on the front.
Okay.
He can sit like, yeah.
Burn. Nanny Pat.
Oh, front row.
Danny DeVito.
I would love him to be on my front row.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I think that's all we need. Beyonce, Chris Miles, Nanny Pat and Danny DeVito's.
What a wicked
It's a big
show.
Night out, that.
How innovative.
Massive lineup. We'll see you there. Gemma, thank you for coming in to see us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Make sure you listen to Gemma's show on Monday. It's going to be live from London Fashion
Week.
It's
going to be really fun. Come join.
It's going to be so now. Podcast. It does feel like the weekend, because normally I never, ever work on Fridays. They stick Annie Mac on and Pete Tong and all those mateys instead of me. So I always have Fridays off, so it does feel quite exciting being in work on Friday. I've got that proper Friday feeling, like a crunchy. I feel like an actual crunchy. So this morning, I had to get up super, super early at like 7 a.m, which is very early for me. I had to get up to go on Chris Miles' show to talk about the Teen Awards. Now, admittedly, last night I did go out, and I thought what I'd do is I'd go out for a little bit and then go out, have fun, and then be home by midnight. Now, that it did get a little out of hand, and I got in at 3. But that, it's not funny, Mel. It's not funny, was it? You know, Mel's like, yeah, judging. But then I've escaped it. I actually feel perfectly fine. I feel good. I feel fine. But I had a 4-hour nap. And then woke up and went to Chris Moyles. And that was quite a relaxing start to the day, because basically he just tortured me for one full hour. It was like sort of reverse therapy. It sort of left feeling horrible about myself and questioning my beliefs. Thanks, Chris. But it was very, very fun this morning. Now, I always love going in there. I used to be scared of Chris Moyles, because you never see him. Because I'm on at night times and he's on in the mornings. So you'd never see him. And any time you met anyone and they'd be like, "You work at Radio 1? I'd be like, "Yeah." They'd be like, "What's Chris Miles like?" Like, "Don't know, never bloody met him." Or I'd go home and they're like, "What's Chris Miles like?" Like, "I don't know, seen him at a Christmas party once." So, but I think we're friends now. I like going in there. I really like it. Or I don't know if it's that awful thing of I go in and I think we're friends and I just overstay my welcome and stay for an hour. But you can't be like, "Get out." Because obviously there's no other guest. Because sometimes you have that with a guest. Me and Annie had Jason Derulo on once, and we had to pretend that another guest was coming in. We were like, "Oh, you best go now, because Ashley Banjo's coming in to talk about his new charity thing." Anyway, bye! So I hope I'm not like the Jason Derulo of Radio 1. You can't get rid of me. Oh, God, I am, aren't I? Then I went on Sarah's show to say hello to her, and Greg's. Probably stick around for Annie's. And the Jason Derulo of Radio 1. Great, can't get rid of me. Anyway, I was on Miles' show this morning, not just to be abused, but to talk about Radio 1's Teen Awards. It's going to be happening at Wembley Arena on London. On London. On London. It's going to be happening on top of London on Sunday the 9th of October, is what I meant to say. Your host for the afternoon will be me and Molly off of the Saturday. It's going to take place between 2 and 5pm, where we're going to award all your favourite celebs in the worlds of music, sport and entertainment. You'll be able to listen to it, of course, on Radio 1, and you'll be able to watch it live on the Radio 1 website. Performing at the Teen Awards, we have
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Pressed the wrong button, haven't I? I say I went out last night and I escaped it, but actually my brain has dissolved. Playing at the Teen Awards, we have the Rizzo Kicks. Shouldn't have showed up about that, should I? And I feel fine, nothing's gone wrong. Cher Lloyd will be there performing. Actual big American superstar and teen heartthrob Joe Jonas is going to be joining us at Wembley. Ed Sheeran, he's going to be there live at the Teen Awards. OMG! Harry, Niall, Dave, Barry and Danny. One Direction will be there. Jason Derulo, me and him, we'll be there in Wembley for days. And Pixie Lott as well. I think people knew that one already. That one was announced. But Pixie Lott going to be completing the lineup for the BBC Radio 1 Teen Awards. So, that is the lineup. Pretty big, I think. Matt Fincham was sent to a school this morning to sort of monitor the scream levels of teenagers, and they were very excited. I have a real life teenager in the studio in the form of my niece Olivia. Could we have a scream on the level of how excited you are? Oh, thrilled. Absolutely thrilled, aren't you? Silence. So I think we all agree. A massive lineup. Apart from you, you little weird outcast. And if you want to be there, you have to be aged between 14 and 17. Your parents don't need to go with you because that would be well embarrassing. Imagine the Harry Styles banner. Mum's like, what does that say? Nothing, Mum. This is about you and your friends, so no parents. They don't need to come. Sort of body pop into Derulo. It'd be awful. There's going to be 8,000 tickets for the event. They are free, except for a small handling charge just to cover admin, postage and packing and stuff. I don't know. Last year, they went in 20 minutes. So they're pretty good tickets, even though she don't want to go at the back or grumpy face. Everybody else in the world does, okay? Who do you like? Who do you like instead? She's all alternative. The Offspring or something. Offspring. They're 57. But they went in 20 minutes last year, so you have to be very, very lucky if you get these tickets. You have to be aged between 14 and 17 and want to go. Make sure you listen to Vernon on Saturday, the 24th of September from 10 a.m. So that is a week tomorrow, 10 a.m. Tune in. Vernon will let you know the time and when you can get the tickets. Okay? If you want to find out more and read all the important terms and conditions, I imagine every teenager in the world wants to read those, go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Teen Awards are a-coming on Sunday the 9th of October at Wembley Arena.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One Direction on Radio 1, What Makes You Beautiful, big, big record. Props going to be number one then, isn't it, on Sunday? The biggest selling record of all time ever. That song, so it's pretty big. They're going to be at the Teen Awards. I feel like I'm caught up in this hysteria. Like, why would I be fully obsessed with One Direction as a 27-year-old adult male? But I am. You know, and everyone gets a bit obsessed with something, so you're like, well, I must be obsessed as well. I fully love them too. They're going to be at the Teen Awards on the 9th of October. We are doing, because it's a big deal, it's going to be at Wembley, we're doing an actual TV advert of the Teen Awards. It's going to be on the telly next Friday night, just before EastEnders. A big, massive budget, epic advert filmed on the laptops of teenagers. We're going to have you performing to this record. Now, we've been auditioning people all week. We've had beatboxers. We've had someone playing a sort of a tin whistle thing. We've had some street dancers. The world's poshest street dancer, I think. So if you think you can perform anything to that record, Bounce by Calvin Harris, get in touch 81199 or you can email me nickgrimshaw@bbc.co.uk. I don't know if it has a dot in it. Did we decide if it has a dot in it? Try both. nickgrimshaw@bbc.co.uk and then cc nick.grimshaw@bbc.co.uk. It'll take a second longer. And we're going to need your help to be in our TV trailer for the Teen Awards. You need to be 18 or under and you need to have a wonderful talent, be it sort of musician, you could be a dancer, you could just look cool. So like I say, a wonderful talent. You could just look good, essentially. We need as many people as we can, but obviously we can't put everyone in it. Get in touch to say who you are, where you are, how old you are, and what your talent is. Get in touch. And be in our actual TV advert for the Radio 1 Teen Awards.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.